Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Minus one for tardiness.
She thought she was going to be slick, too.
Hey, she always does.
For unnecessary snacking.
You know what she is? She's like the person who does, she thinks that there's only 10 men on the field. I'm going to sneak on here. No one's going to notice. Nope.
They're gonna notice there, J-Fick.
They're gonna notice. What are you eating? What are you eating right now?
Chocolate
bagels.
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 Are those the mini bagels?
The bagels with the cream cheese inside.
I'm not a fan.
Dunkin'.
Not a fan.
Oh, we got Dunkin' back there.
Right. No, just those.
Let's get to this. So last night, if you guys didn't stay up, the Heat, they beat the Clippers 120-119. Bam, Adebayo, 25 points. 10 rebounds. Game was awesome yesterday. Great performance by Pelle Larsson. Great performance by Andrew Wiggins. Nice performance from Norm Powell in his revenge game.
Khalil Ware.
Khalil Ware looked really good. Didn't start Leroy. Spo got Norm back. Norm missed the last three games with the groin injury. Mm-hmm. Came back, and he stuck with Pelle in the starting lineup, but put Khalil coming off the bench, and he looked good. He looked really good. This guy got a nice shot, man. He got a nice shot. That three ball was going for him, and then he was blocking shots. The defense is what I really like from him yesterday, the defense and the rebound.
But it sucks that he has so much to his basketball game, but what's going to keep him or get him on the court is his defense.
Yep.
And so we just going to throw away all that other stuff if he don't play defense.
It's just how Spo's going to be with him. It is how Spo's going to be with him. But the Heat – get themselves a win. Bam Adebayo after the game yesterday. He's saying that he loves the style of this team.
This team is different because it's a collective effort. We've been playing like this all summer. So it's just going straight into the season. It's second nature for us, and everybody's involved. You don't know who Knights is going to be. That's the wonderful thing I like about this offense and this team. You know, we share the ball. You know, we're getting to our spots. We're willing to sacrifice and enjoy somebody else's success.
Man, he's had a good season so far. He is playing real good basketball, Bam Adebayo. And then he was giving some love to Andrew Wiggins. Was a demon in the fourth quarter. Real great play from him. This is what Bam said on Andrew Wiggins.
Boy, quiet as kept, Wig has been the hero in a lot of situations for us this season. And, you love that about him. Like you said, he's very even keel. But you see the emotion every once in a while. And he does the little things that people probably don't even know. Kudos to Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, that's what I've always said, too. He does the little things nobody notices, dude. The little things about Andrew Wiggins that nobody notices, it's nuanced, you know?
Minus one. For sass. Tobin's a fraud.
Keep going. You know all the buttons to push.
For deception.
Yep.
For lying.
Yep.
For show poniness.
Mm-hmm.
Tobin's a show pony.
Mm-hmm.
J Figs, a murderer.
Well, hey! Don't phrase at me like that.
Well, Andrew Wiggins returned the love to Bam Adebayo. This is what he had to say about the captain.
I feel like he guards 1-5. And he does it very well. Very well. Very smart. He's the loudest person on the court. Great leader. He's definitely one of the best defenders in the league.
What makes him such a great leader as well?
He's vocal, holds you accountable, but he also lifts you up. He's someone you want on your team. Like, if you're going to battle, you want Bam, for sure.
Wow. You know what's high right now, Leroy?
Gooseys.
The Gooseys are high?
I don't know. Maybe.
The vibes are high.
That too.
The vibes are high right now, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that he's saying that Bam is so vocal, because that's not something. Like, he's always been a good communicator defensively, obviously. But he did not.
Probably take time to grow.
Took a little time to grow into it, you know? Had to wear it around the store a little bit.
D-Wade. D-Wade was very quiet. Yep. So let's not, you know.
Norman Powell's a bucket, though. Oh, he's smooth. Smooth.
He is.
It'll be interesting when we get Tyler Hero back, right?
Hmm?
More scoring punch from Boy Wonder.
You know, there's going to be 2 weeks of just chaos because you ain't going to know who to play.
What happens if the chemistry gets a little messed up?
That's what I just That's what I'm referring to, which always happens.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know that it's going to happen. Why? Because he needs a
I'll tell you
shots.
Right now, who you taking out of the starting lineup?
Davion?
Okay, I guess it's got to be Pella, right? I would say Pella, probably.
No, because where are you going to – it's going to be Powell.
If it stays like this, Pella. If it goes back to where, then Davion. Man, Davion's been playing good. Wow.
I need a little bit more scoring from him, though.
But he's so good. I didn't think he was going to be this good at sharing the ball, Vlad. He's been such a good – he's been setting guys up well, you know?
When the Lakers played the Heat on Sunday, I was like, Bronny, there's your mirror image right there. That's who you need to become. And he's actually becoming that.
He's trying.
He had a good game yesterday.
He's trying. Yeah, they won again yesterday without Luka.
Without Luka Reeves.
Yeah. That Laravia.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
They're making a European charge out there in L.A. too.
Is Laravia a Euro?
Is he?
I don't know.
Let me say, that's my bad. Let me tell you why.
He might be. I just don't know. I don't know that he is.
Let me tell you why.
I mean, Pasadena,
because I didn't want to just throw intangible out there.
He's intangible.
Oh, he's an intangible.
I know. But that's why I said European.
He might be connected in the gambling scheme.
Oh, he's Italian?
I didn't say that.
He is,
He is of American descent.
They moved from Pasadena to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And then he played college ball at Wake Forest.
Jacob Glenn Laravia. Doesn't get more intangible than that.
That's intangibles. Ooh. That's intangibles.
But they got him. Mm-hmm. They got Connect. They got
he stinks.
They got
Reeves. Yes, Reeves.
They got Reeves.
But nobody's stopping the Heat. Nobody's beating the Heat in their intangibles. Plus, the Heat intangibles actually play well. Like, Pella was great last night.
God, I love him.
Pella, you got.
You think he needs to just take like the biggest ice bath after these games? Because he's always on the floor.
Ground.
Always on the floor. Yep. Always crashing into folks.
And this season's Triple J. I mean, he didn't have a great scoring night, but
no,
he was
but
just all over. He was all over the stat sheet.
He's great. He's great. He's been absolutely fantastic so far this year. Tell you where it's not so great though right now.
Ja.
Memphis.
I mean,
very interesting.
You don't want this. You don't want that.
I'm not saying I want anything. I'm just a curious bystander, Vlad. As John Morant yesterday.
That's what you always want superstars to do when you want them to come to Miami. You want them to make a stink.
You hear him last night?
He made a stink.
You hear him last night?
What did he say?
He decided to play a little play he likes to call Jimmy Butler, because apparently, Ja.
Joy?
Has lost his joy.
He lost his smile. Show him.
That's what he said. The coaching staff able to talk about what happened Friday and Milan.
Y'all asked that question to them, huh?
What about for you?
Y'all asked that question, so y'all know the answer to that.
Do you feel like everything's been resolved?
Yeah. They told y'all that, right?
Well, yeah, but we didn't hear it from you.
Obviously, they can't go and tell y'all something I didn't say.
You feel like you get the same joy right now that we used to sing for?
No.
Why not? Mm-hmm. What can be done to get it back?
We'll see.
Do you think you have a good relationship with the franchise?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah. They told y'all that, right?
I didn't say anything about that.
If I had a good relationship, I wouldn't talk to them at all. So. And we had our convos over these.
Do you have any regrets about the way you played on Friday night in the second half?
You said what?
Do you have any regrets about the way you played in the game? I'm not talking about the
That's your home run question? Sound like a bait question.
John Morant yesterday after the Grizzlies lost to the Pistons. He did not play well in that game, and him and Tuomas, I forget the guy's last name. He's from Finland, the new coach. Not exactly seeing eye to eye, Leroy. And John Morant says he doesn't have that joy. Interesting. No, I'm not looking away, maybe. You know, we'll see. I don't know. I like my team. You know, I'm happy with my team right now.
Tobin.
We'll see.
Tobin.
What?
Can you stop?
What?
You happy until, if somebody said Ja was available, you'd be like, I could be happier.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know.
No, we know. We don't
It's hard
say
to say. I don't
seen.
Know how I feel. I like the vibes right now. You know? Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to hear that he's lost his joy.
No. Last time I heard somebody say they lost their – that was Shawn Michaels giving up the title.
Mm-hmm.
He said he lost his smile.
Wow.
That was – Ja sounded like Michaels in the ring. When he lost his smile, and then won a job to Bret Hart. But, you know, clearly he doesn't want to play for Memphis anymore. And there's another guy not too far from him who's lost a lot of weight. He's playing very well. But clearly he doesn't want to be in your hometown anymore, Leroy.
So,
I'm just saying.
Zion and – can I just tell you?
Mm.
That's a coin toss, both of them.
Very immature.
But you don't care.
Oh, I do care. You got to keep the vibes high, you know? We got Norm Powell right now. Bam Adebayo's cooking. You know, if it's a deal too good to pass up, I mean, we could have a talk. Am I going to give up the farm for these guys? No. But if they continue to, you know, make a stink, we'll have to see what happens. Very interesting. Remember the last time somebody lost their joy?
Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but safe to say, Ja and
Zion,
huh?
Zion
are much better than what Jimmy was when he left here.
Ja's not, you know, I don't know. They're younger.
So if they're not better than Jimmy, why are you even doing the thing?
What thing am I doing? I'm just observing.
Dude, you can't like.
Just observing.
Oh my God.
Very interesting.
You know what you'd like to do?
Hmm?
You like to put yourself out there with all situations without committing to nothing but saying everything.
I don't have to commit. I'm happy with my relationship right now. I'm happy. I'm having a good time.
You're the worst.
Just enjoying it.
You're the worst.
Easy breezy.
The worst. He doesn't stop.
He's happy with his relationship.
Yeah.
Sicredo says, stop making Ja to Miami happen. He hates the system the Heat are currently running. He got the coach fired over last year. I'm aware. The guy that have Noah LaRoche as the coordinator. But here's the thing. Did he hate the system or did he hate the coach? I don't know. You have a coach like Spo, if that's a place you actually want to be, I think you know. You know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the deal is. But he's definitely lucky. He's not been the same impactful player that he was when he first burst on the scene. Is he as explosive? His rim attacks aren't the great. Can't shoot a lick. Dude's making Jaime Jaquez look like Ray Allen this year.
Who would you want?
Hmm?
Who would you want?
Between Jaime and Ja?
No, not Jaime.
Zion and Ja.
Oh, Zion and Ja.
Yes.
Zion.
I think I like Zion. I've always been a Zion guy.
Ja is tiny.
Also very,
but
also
here's the other
thing.
So let me ask you this.
They're both injured all the time.
All the time.
I got you.
So much baggage.
But if the trade for Zion,
mm-hmm.
you had to part ways with Khalil, would you do it?
I don't think I can do that. You see what he can do? Like, you see what this guy can do? Like, when I know that he also, they got to find their own little engagement with him, but he's such a moose. And those hands and that shot. I just
if
feel
he's
like
he's a moose.
I feel
Zion?
Like I feel like we're just scratching the surface with Khalil. I really do.
If he's a moose, what's Zion?
I don't know.
He's a bull.
Take a break. Back up to this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.